Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing Podcast.
Hi there, ladies and gents, and welcome to this episode of the Sophisticated Property Investment Podcast with me, your host, Frank Flegg. Now, we have had quite an eventful week. On the EPC front, Rishi Sunak has come out and basically done a complete U-turn after years, and I don't exaggerate, years of speculation and proposals about EPC minimum requirements for buy-to-let properties being raised from E's, so having to have a minimum of an E, up to a C level. And landlords have actually been selling up because they didn't want to upgrade their properties, couldn't see how they could do it financially. And we've had landlords getting EPC assessments and putting plans in place. I've talked about it on here on the podcast about how I viewed it, etc. And then lo and behold, it gets scrapped. It was never law, but there were dates thrown around. 2028 was thrown around. At one point, 2025 was thrown around. It is quite remarkable, actually. And the instability that has put into the market has been fantastic for those of us that have been buying properties. Really, really helpful. And it will remain. Just because he has made a statement doesn't mean that every landlord in the country instantly knows that it's no longer going ahead. A lot of landlords will be thinking, yeah, well, it's not happening right now, but it's still going to happen. I'm still going to exit. Some landlords won't have heard that speech, won't have heard the media coverage since, and will be worried about it. Now, what I speak about a lot on this podcast and when I'm working with clients is that nothing is all bad or all good, that a pendulum swinging, and we've talked about this on the podcast with guests, the pendulum is definitely swinging towards tenants' rights, but that can't be all bad for us as landlords. And this was an example of it swinging a little bit too far, and the government looking at it thinking, we're not going to have enough rented property. We're going to have an exodus of landlords, even greater than we're currently having. We're going to have potentially landlords going bankrupt. And of course, that's not good for tenants, because tenants then get evicted by the mortgage lenders. And so the pendulum has swung back and they've said, actually, so long as it's an E, it's absolutely fine. That was a major announcement this week. Should give a lot of comfort to those of us that have got large portfolios, that we haven't got some crazy new regulations coming in. Even if they had come in, though, I wasn't worried. Yes, it probably would have cost a bit more money. Yes, we probably would have had to do some works. But because a lot of landlords wouldn't have bothered and would have sold up instead, I would have been able to buy more properties and my rents would have gone up even faster. Now, my rents are going up faster than they've ever gone up in the 16 years that I've been owning property. And so they just would have gone up faster because there would have been less properties. And so market rent would have gone up and my profits would have gone up on a monthly basis, even if I'd had to invest some money into improving the energy efficiency of my properties. So I wasn't massively concerned. Overall, I'm probably going to have an easier life now that they're not coming in immediately, because I can choose whether to buy properties. I can't choose whether to comply with legislation or not. I just have to get with the program, basically. An example of the pendulum swinging, and this blew me away this week. Now, I have only one property in Wales, so I'm not very up to speed with Welsh regulations. It's very different to England, in as much as you have to give 6 months' notice to evict a tenant. So I've recently evicted a tenant. It took us about 9 months because the tenant then stayed in and I had to get a possession order, etc. You have to be a qualified landlord in Wales, etc. So it's quite draconian, actually. It's a lot stricter and a lot more in favour of the tenant in Wales. I have a fantastic agent, used them for quite a few years now, actually. She phoned me yesterday. This is hot off the press. Phoned me yesterday to say, Frank, I have some good news for you. And we last spoke about a month ago. I've invested about 20 minutes in this property since the tenants were evicted a month or so ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. The letting agent said to me at the time, Frank, I think I can get you some grants for your property. Would you be interested in that? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Well, it turns out, and this has blown my mind, she has got 100% funding for fully insulating the property, wall insulation, roof insulation, for a ground source heat pump and solar panels on the roof. And I'm smiling because it's unbelievable. This little, it's only a bungalow. It's a detached three-bedroom bungalow. It might be a two-bedroom bungalow. I said, how much is all that like worth? How much is all that going to cost? Because it'll be the first ground source heat pump that I've ever owned in any of my properties. And she said, around £40,000. £40,000 in grants from the Welsh Government. I'd actually put aside around £5,000 to improve the property, because after a tenant leaves, often you need to improve it. I knew it was an E, and I knew that the Welsh Government had quite a few stringent rules, not all of which I knew and understood, but I knew that they had higher standards than the buy-to-let sector in England, and I know they have more powers as well. So I'd allocated £5,000 to improving the property of my own money. Now, though, I don't need to spend that £5,000 because it's all coming from the grants. However, and this is the swings and roundabouts of entrepreneurship, I am popping over to Madeira for a long weekend this Friday with my other half, Paula. Just a last bit of sunshine before we go into proper autumn. And now I'm going to earmark that as paid for by the Welsh Government, because I can use my £5,000 that I was going to put into that property to pay for that. And you might be thinking that's a bit cheeky, and I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek, but you have to celebrate these wins, don't you? And so for the whole weekend, I'm going to tell Paula, do you know what, this whole weekend is because we've managed to get some grants. I've told my letting agent that she's done phenomenally well, and that there's a nice Christmas present coming her way for all the hard work she's done. But you have to celebrate the wins, don't you? If I'd had to fork out £5,000 and had to make a load of works, etc., then I'd feel really disappointed in having to do that, and I would have been looking at it thinking, oh, that's another year or so before I've earned all that money back, and I'm at break even. And so if you allow yourself to be disappointed when things don't go to plan, and I think that's a natural reaction, and so long as it's in proportion, then I think it's okay. But if you allow that to happen, if you allow yourself to have those emotions, then it's really important to also ensure you have the emotions when things go really well. And so we're going out and spending some time with friends and catching some sun. I've never been to Madeira, so I'm looking forward to exploring the island, etc. I'm going to be thinking to myself and reinforcing the thought process that this is possible because of my property portfolio. This is possible because I did that one deal in Wales, I want to say 7 or 8 years ago, I don't know precisely when it was. I drove to West Wales, gave up a weekend of my time to buy this property. I arranged for my workmen to go out to the property and bring it up to a lettable standard. To be fair, I haven't done much since. It's made me good money since. But taking that effort, I remember it was a bit of a pain to go over to West Wales at the time. I seem to remember I made it a weekend away at that point and went to the coast, etc. But it's really important to celebrate the wins. I've met so many landlords who are just sick and tired of property. There's nothing. If something positive happens, they go, yeah, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's still rubbish. Yeah, but it's not as good as 5 years ago. Yeah, but it's not as good as 10 years ago. And that's just a sad way of living. You know, if everything is negative, if nothing can break the neutral barrier and become positive, then how sad, how really, really sad. But if you are constantly getting injections of positivity, injections of success, injections of, wow, that's gone well, I'm really pleased, or wow, I'm having this amazing experience, so I feel really good. For example, little Frank Jr. has started going to a new school. It starts at 9:30 of the morning rather than previously he used to leave for school about 8:15 and walk to school. I drive him to this new school because it's a bit further away. And because it starts at 9:30, he's got into this bit of a habit of driving there and then having a coffee. He doesn't have a coffee, I have a coffee, but having a bit of a breakfast in a local cafe before he starts school. Now, I'm very grateful that my business allows me of a morning to jump in the car at 8:30, drive to his school, sit in a cafe for 30 minutes with him, and then drop him at school at 9:30, and then drive home. A lot of occupations wouldn't allow that, and I can do that on any given morning that I'm taking him to school. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is not to brag, but it adds value to the business that I've chosen to be in. That is positivity about being a landlord. None of my tenants go, "Oh, you're not at your desk, you're not working." None of them know. It's because I've got a leveraged business. And so it's really important, I think, whether it's a weekend away in Madeira or whether it's a breakfast with your son before school, to recognize the positivity that comes from having a sophisticated property investment portfolio. Really, really important to do that, in my opinion, because that way when the proverbial does hit the fan and when things don't go to plan, you've got a tidal wave of positivity that we've spoken about before on the podcast that helps you to overcome that. The property is a very low E at the moment. It's scraping an E. It's got electric storage heaters and a solid fuel stove, and it's not that well insulated. I want to say it's a 1960 property, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe 1940s. It's a low E on the EPC scale. We reckon it will be a high B, low A, depending on the spec of these different improvements. That is unbelievable. Like, that could even give me a premium on the property when I come to sell it. It will certainly give me a premium when I come to rent the property out. It absolutely will. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm just massively grateful to the Welsh government for basically giving me £40,000. Now, there are some catches, and this one made me chuckle. I will have to pay for it. I'll have to reimburse the grant. These are 100% grants. I don't have to pay 5% or 10% or 20%. It's 100% funded by the Welsh government. And I will have to repay it to them if the tenants over £31,000 per annum each. So the government are only willing to improve my property if I rent it to blue collar workers or LHA recipients, which I'm cool with. It's in quite a rural part of West Wales. And so that really, I don't think I've ever let it to anyone who earns over £31,000. And so that for me is a huge result and a really good example of the pendulum. I've never had grants of £40,000. I have had some free boilers or boilers where I've paid like 10% of the cost. But to be able to improve a property from an E to an A stroke B, that is something else and quite remarkable. But it's only possible because the Welsh government are being so strict, because they're so intent on raising standards, rightly or wrongly, I'm not judging that. They are having to offer these grants in order to counterbalance what would otherwise be me probably selling the property. And so they're keeping that property within the rented sector by offering all of the grants in order for me to raise it. And then once they've offered all the grant money to landlords to raise the properties, they can raise the standards of their properties. And let's not forget, they're probably a little bit of, you know, wanting to show the UK government that in Wales the housing stock is of a higher standard than in England, etc. There's probably a bit of one-upmanship going on there, and so they're willing to put some money in to support that improvement of the housing stock. That was one of the large announcements last week, the scrapping of minimum EPC requirements of a C. The second announcement last week, which was huge and rather unexpected, was the fact that the Bank of England did not raise interest rates. It was the first time in nearly 2 years. November 2021 was the last time that interest rates weren't raised. Last week, So every time that the Bank of England committee have met, they've raised interest rates between November 21 and last week. And last week they chose to keep them the same at 5.25%. Now that has had a big impact already on the mortgage market. I'm buying my own house due to complete in about 3 weeks' time. I've bought it on a variable mortgage because I think mortgage rates are only going down from here, and already that has fed into that variable rate, so I'll be paying less each month in a month's time, because they were factoring in, the lenders were factoring in an expected Bank of England interest rate rise last week. So we are seeing mortgage rates dropping already, which is very, very fast. But they really want the business. They're desperately trying to get lenders. Sorry, the lenders are desperately trying to get borrowers. They're desperately trying to get the money out the front door so they can start earning interest on it. And you have to remember, they're on good margins. They're on really good margins. The buy-to-let sector is always more profitable for on a loan by loan basis. It's always more profitable than the homeowner regulated market, which is a lot more competitive. If you think of the rates that were available to borrowers in the buy to let sector when Bank of England base rate was at 0.1%, we were still in the twos and threes and fours, and I was still getting mortgages at 5%, believe it or not, 4.5% definitely, some of them at 5%. And these are mainstream buy-to-let lenders, and so the margin for them there was about 4%, 4.5%, unbelievable margins for them, given what they're able to borrow at. And so they are now clamoring for those profits again, because it's those margins have been squeezed quite significantly for them, because the rate at which they're borrowing money has gone up so high, and they can't just whack interest rates up to 12% for buy-to-lets, because no one would borrow at those rates. It becomes very hard to make a profit. And so all in all, a pretty positive week last week in the world of property investment. It absolutely is not going to change people's sentiments to the market. And in some regards, it's a bit of a blow for sophisticated investors, because I just love it when they layer negativity upon negativity upon negativity. But that said, I have a lot of variable mortgages, so they're all now going to make me more money. I already have deals that are going through that have been negotiated, so they're not going to change. But the lending at which I can buy them will probably get better, so that's a benefit to me. And of course, I now don't have to budget for masses of insulation and home improvements based on EPC standards. I do think the EPC system is going to need to be changed, because it still doesn't recognize the move away from gas and towards electric boilers, and so I do think that needs to be rethought through. But that'll probably be post general election that gets looked at. Certainly not high on the agenda. I hope the last week has enthused you guys that nothing can be all negative, that there are always upsides to every situation, even if it's an unexpected £40,000 windfall on a rural Welsh property. Until next time, happy investing.
Sophisticated Property Investing. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing now.